We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Generous viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. And Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Desamparados, Aserí, and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crisfel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Test Erstream Cable TV. In Chicherlig of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Ulh Province, in Darhan, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Sharing Gorf Som, Channel 12 on Old Cable TV. In Dorongob Province, in Jamin Ud Som, Channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. And in Sinchon City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Sinchon Som of Dorongob Province, Channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gob Sumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, Channel 27 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghots Cable TV. In Undurhan, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. In Hoft of Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskul Province, Channel 48 on Tlaq Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Tlaq Cable TV. Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotol, Channel 21 on Erten Cable TV and Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Junghara of Mandal Som, Channel 24 on Zahros Cable TV. In Sukbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Seleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Ursum of Sukhbator Province, Channel 12 on Ocher Cable TV. In Tov Province, in Batsum Bersum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lungsum, Channel 20 on Narung Irden Ur Cable TV. In Jamarsum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvun Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.greatsc.cz, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Billytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Bank approves $297 million for loans for solar energy in Morocco. In cultural news, Mexican mariachi is recognized by the United Nations as part of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring Sivananda Saraswati Sarvashram, an Indian nonprofit which is dedicated to serving those in need. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructed global TV channel.
Today, January 2nd, eminent painter Miss Slava Rashkai was born in 1877 in Ozal, Croatia. She is among the most famous watercolorists in the country. The talent of Miss Rashkai, who was born without the ability to hear or speak, was evident at a young age. One of her most well-known works is Self-Portrait from 1898. She is also recognized for her outstanding series of paintings of water lilies and her many pieces featuring nature and landscapes. May Miss Slava Rashkai's legacy of gorgeous art long be treasured.
Flyin News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from the Philippines. As rain leading to overflowing rivers from tropical storm Sendong caused flash flooding in the Mindanao region of the Philippines on December 17th, over 1,250 people tragically died, while 85 went missing and thousands more were injured. Among the areas hardest hit were Cagayan de Oro and Iligan cities.
For the first time in the history of Iligan that we experience such a wide, massive and heavily damaging calamity. A lot of families whose houses, their houses got totally damaged, washed out, and so they lost everything that they had.
With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $8,000 for emergency supplies as she asked our nearby association members to please go render aid to the most vulnerable. Additional contributions from our association members abroad increased the total to $9,685, an amount that could obtain $108,000 in necessities if bought in the United States, based on the Philippines' cost of living. covering their own travel and related expenses of $1,000. Our association members from Formosa or Taiwan and the Philippines arrived in the affected region on December 26th. Upon finding that areas of Iligan City were in greater need, our association's relief team coordinated efforts with the local government in purchasing necessary items, such as cooking sets containing rice pots, pans, casserole dishes, and plates. Some of the local shop owners also offered sizable discounts upon learning that the items were to help fellow citizens in need. By December 29th, the relief goods were delivered to 1,476 most desperate families staying in three evacuation centers.
Actually, this is the first time na yung taga-barangay Palao nakatanggap ng kaldero. Kaya ako, masaya ako ngayon dahil nakatanggap sila ng kaldero at saka ano pa itong plato. So, sa kay Master Shanghai, maraming salamat po sa tulong na ibinigay niyo sa amin.
With appreciation for the caring assistance of the Iligan City officials, organizations, and businesses, we join in gratefulness for the unconditional aid from Supreme Master Qinghai and the diligent work of our association's relief team. Our prayers for the restored stability of the flood-affected Philippine people and that such weather extremities cease through our gentler stewardship of the planet.
Dozens lose their lives as cyclone pummels southeastern India. As of Saturday, December 31st, at least 42 people had perished after Cyclone Thane swept through communities along India's southeastern coastline on Friday. Hardest hit were Tamil Nadu state and the territory of Puducherry, where areas were isolated as the storm uprooted trees and traffic signals, flooded roads, and sent debris flying through the air.
Extensive damage was reported in Guttalur district of Tamil Nadu, where some 20,000 people were evacuated to relief camps from low-lying coastal areas, as an estimated 5,000 homes were damaged, while 25,000 acres of crops in the Chola Nadu Delta region were also damaged. Meanwhile, regional governments allocated funds for immediate relief measures and emergency crews were deployed to restore power supplies and clear the roads.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any needed assistance. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also asked that they please go if possible to comfort the most desperate.
Our gratefulness, all governments and personnel, for your prompt disaster response, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern. It saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost, and we pray that such distressing events may be curbed through humanity's adoption of kinder lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
right now. Yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is
the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life, I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum-yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart, you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day, waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 387. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Alexis are Vietnamese artists family aided. On December 29, 2011, the Alexis or Vietnamese Dao traditional opera titled The King's Sorrow that was broadcast on Supreme Master Television also featured interviews with several talented artists. Among them was opera actress Dang Thi Tan Vang, wife of late opera actor Diu Hong, who performed in The King's Sorrow as Prince Consort Ngo Nguyen Khan, speaking on behalf of her husband, who passed away in 2002. Mrs. Dang expressed her gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate care for her family by way of sending gifts and well wishes. After watching the show, Supreme Master Ching Hai was touched by Mrs. Dang's sincerity and lovingly sent additional gifts along with $2,000. Upon receiving this unexpected offering, opera actress Dang Thi Tan Vang conveyed as follows.
Kính chào Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Hôm nay thực sự là tôi rất xúc động và rất bất ngờ vì không nghĩ rằng hôm nay lại được nhận món quà của Ngài dành cho tôi và gia đình. Tôi không nghĩ những cái tâm tư tình cảm của tôi lại được Ngài quan tâm như thế và lại được Ngài dành cho một sự ưu ái to lớn như vậy. Tôi chỉ biết nói rằng vô cùng cảm ơn Ngài, cảm ơn tấm lòng bao dung của Ngài, sự ban phát của Ngài cho tất cả cộng đồng cũng như là cá nhân tôi là một niềm thực sự động viên và nó là một cái tình cảm mà chắc chắn rằng không dễ gì một người thường có thể mang đến cho nhân loại. Qua cái tình cảm của Ngài chắc chắn rằng tôi sẽ học hỏi được rất nhiều. Và tôi cũng mong muốn mình sẽ đóng góp những cái gì nho nhỏ để có thể vươn tới cái sự thánh thiện mà Ngài mang đến cho nhân loại. Và năm mới tới, tôi muốn chúc Ngài sức khỏe, bình an, cánh tay Ngài luôn dang rộng cho tất cả mọi người. Với những linh hồn còn chưa được đầy đủ, cũng thiếu thốn, thì luôn được Ngài che chở.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her immense love and support for our world's artists, wishing Mrs. Dang Thi Thanh Vang and family heaven's abundant grace and protection.
Peru bans GMOs. Peruvian President Ollanta Humala has ratified a law that bans the import and production of genetically modified organisms for the next 10 years. Introduced by Congressman Jaime Delgado, the bill was widely supported by agricultural organizations and the Peruvian people alike, with President Humala stating that the decision was made in response to their wishes and in defense of the nation's valued biodiversity. We respectfully applaud this new law, President Humala, Congressman Delgado, and all supporters. May more and more governments advocate similarly wise measures that protect the balance of life on our shared planetary home.
Save our planet. Unsustainable water use depleting the world's major aquifers. A decade-long research project chaired by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, and Germany's Aerospace, that has monitored underground water sources via satellite, has revealed significant drops in the levels of the world's largest aquifers. Some of the most pronounced losses are being seen in the western USA, India, the Middle East, and China.
These findings indicate that the combined factors of climate change and pumping for uses such as agriculture are causing water to be used at a rate faster than it can be replenished, warning of the unsustainable future faced by humanity if such a process continues. U.S. Geological Survey hydrogeologist Leonard Konikow stated, "Something will have to change."
With great concern about this unsettling trend, we thank the researchers for your work in sharing this urgent information. May we all act to conserve precious resources in the best ways possible to sustain global food security and lives on the planet.
During an August 2011 video conference in Chicago, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the serious need to wisely use Earth's limited water supplies.
You must have witnessed firsthand while traveling what life is like for people who don't have enough safe water to drink, to apply to their crops, or even to keep themselves clean and not sick, for their children even. Children are more vulnerable, more sensitive to the unhygienic environment and unclean water. But most of the water is to grow the grains and soya beans, again, to feed the animals, not humans. The livestock industry is becoming a bigger and bigger threat to our water supplies, which scientists warn are shrinking worldwide fast due to climate change. Also, what caused climate change? Animal industry as well. So we are in a double cycle here. So while this staggering waste of water for both water and food is occurring, 1 billion people in our world lack access to safe drinking water and go hungry. Such tragedies could be minimized or even averted if everyone became vegan, because the vegan diet saves nearly 70% of our precious water resources. 70%.
Save our planet. In December 2011 interviews with various media, Dr. Igor Semilatov of the International Arctic Research Center in Alaska, USA, revealed recent research findings of forceful and unprecedented methane plumes being released from the Arctic seabed floor, which suggests that the true scale of danger for runaway global warming is much higher than previously understood.
Save Our Planet, published on December 29, 2011, by U.S.-based Tech Media Network. Satellite images of lakes and reservoirs in Texas, USA, reveal shorelines that have receded up to a mile in some places, as the driest 12 months on record are now threatening water supplies.
Warning news. On December 27, 2011, the Bangladeshi government reported that chickens at a poultry farm in Meherpur district were identified as being afflicted with a highly pathogenic H5N1 bird flu in the country's fourth such incident since mid-November.
Hi, I'm Pomash.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hallie. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
We're following a delicious plant-based diet.
Today, we have a tip from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai.
If you take a bath or shower in the bathtub, the water can be saved there to use for flushing the toilet. Washing your face or hands.
Water can also be used in a bowl and saved in a bucket for the same above purposes.
If you have a swimming pool, you can cover it and leave rainwater there for all purposes.
Be veg, go green, do good. Our gratitude, cherished Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this water-saving tip. Thanks, eco-conscious viewers, for your attention. Now, the weather from around the world.
Sustainable energy news. The World Bank approves $297 million in loans for solar energy in Morocco. The funds will be used to help finance the 500 megawatt Ouarzazate concentrated solar power plant project. The plan will also assist in creating many new jobs in the region, as well as to contribute to energy security and exports. The facility, which focuses a large area of sunlight into a smaller space using mirrors or lenses, will be one of the biggest in the world. Our sincere thankfulness, World Bank, for your support of Morocco's green endeavor. Also our accolades and appreciation, Morocco, for working towards a sustainable future. May we all continue to take steps to bring about a balanced and peaceful ecosphere.
In cultural news, Mexican mariachi receives recognition from a United Nations agency. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization has added this genre of Mexican music to its list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Mariachi, an integral element of the Mexican heritage, is traditionally performed by a group of two or more individuals dressed in regional costumes, playing a wide repertoire of songs. These include minuets, polkas, serenades, ballads, and waltzes on stringed instruments. The modern mariachi group includes trumpets, violins, the guitar-like vihuela, and the guitarrón or bass guitar. Love of the earth, hometown, native land, and religion are among the topics portrayed in the beautiful songs which are played by the bands at festive, religious, and civil occasions. Congratulations, Mexico, on this international recognition of the wonderful mariachi music. May many more generations be blessed with the opportunity to listen to the splendid tunes of your lovely land. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting the Indian Sivananda Saraswati Sevashram, which lovingly cares for 300 children and 80 senior citizens. We will feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned for more illustrious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brighter news for a luminous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Sivananda Saraswati Sevashram, an Indian nonprofit which operates schools attended by 2,000 students.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Sivananda Saraswati Sevashram is an Indian nonprofit dedicated to helping children without parents or those affected by AIDS, women without any means of support, individuals with physical handicaps, and the elderly. Founded in 1945 by Sri S. V. Iyer and Dr. V. Mangalam, the caring couple wish to honor their spiritual teacher, Swami Sivananda of Rishikesh, who believed that only by serving others could happiness be reached.
Presently, the organization operates an orphanage with 300 children and a home which takes care of 80 senior citizens. The residents of the facilities meet and interact, bringing much love and joy to both young and old. Furthermore, the ashram has a health center, which also provides medical services to local villages.
The ashram is also in charge of schools in five villages, attended by approximately 2,000 students. Our heartfelt gratitude, Sivananda Saraswati Sevashram, for your devotion to the well-being of brethren. May your altruistic spirit and actions be of assistance and inspiration to many with God's abundant blessings.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Malay entitled Smart Bird.
Seorang lelaki memelihara seekor burung yang boleh bercakap, jadi dia bercakap besar kepada siapa saja yang dia temui.
Burung ini sangat bijak. Ia akan mengatakan apa yang ingin aku katakan.
Kawannya rasa itu sangat lucu. Jadi, dia datang melawatnya suatu hari. Sebaik saja dia berjalan masuk dan duduk, burung itu kata,
"Silakan minum teh."
Selepas dia minum teh, burung itu kata,
"Silakan makan buah-buahan."
Penjaga burung itu sangat gembira dan kata,
"Segalanya yang burung ini katakan adalah apa yang ingin aku katakan."
Tetamu itu duduk untuk seketika lagi dan bercakap. Burung itu merenungnya dan kata,
"Pasang untuk balik."
And now a heartline from Ms. Doris Mason, an esteemed board member of Los Angeles Music Week, who attended the world premiere of the musical The Real Love held in Pasadena, California, USA, in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary.
Now on the red carpet,
the gala event presented Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound verses set to soul-stirring music by Oscar and 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasher, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast of guest stars including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners and nominees.
I have yet to explain to you the pleasure of the red carpet experience gained from having viewed The Real Love at the Pasadena Civic. It was truly a privilege and an honor. Upon entrance, we were greeted by individuals who exhibited cultural diversity. The reception was unimaginable. The musical evoked such strong love-inspired emotion that only my heart could describe. We enjoyed excellent entertainment, followed by a unique dining experience, vegan. We were ushered into the dining area where many mouth-watering delicacies awaited us. I'm excited just to write to you offering our expressions of thanks.
Surely by now you've noticed the exclamation marks. Imagine my face filled with the expression of happiness and my heart beating with joy and excitement of reliving the experience. We were truly introduced to vegan dining and feel that we are the better for having done so. May God continue to richly bless and keep you always. Respectfully yours, Doris Mason from the United States.
Gracious Doris, what a delight to receive your loving message. It is wonderful to hear that you enjoyed the fantastic musical, The Real Love, including the vegan dining experience. May divine blessings always be with you and the warm-hearted people of the United States.
We now would like to present an announcement to Supreme Master Television's cherished global viewers.
For the past 5 years, we at Supreme Master Television have had the honor and pleasure to accompany you and your beloved family daily and around the clock, anywhere in the world, offering free-to-air constructive and wholesome programming. Graced with the loving guidance of Supreme Master Ching Hai and Heaven's blessings, we had the precious opportunity to reach global viewers via satellite, cable TV, internet, and various modern-day communication methods.
With earnest hopes of helping to bring long-lasting peace, joy, and upliftment for Earth's citizens, including our animal co-inhabitants, Supreme Master Television has faithfully been among the voices of conscience and consciousness to advocate for a greener and more compassionate planet.
Together with the kind cooperation and assistance of government officials, dignitaries, celebrities, international artists, and experts in diverse disciplines, as well as the dedication of our Vegan Association members, our collective efforts have borne some positive fruits, both visible and invisible.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai and all noble-minded friends for the privilege to serve the world by working to share the constructive information presented on the channel. Today is the final day Supreme Master Television is broadcasting, and we bid you fond farewell in profound appreciation for all your love and support.
Thank you, everyone, for watching during the past years. May we all continue to each strive in our own ways to contributing to World Vegan World Peace. The very best of wishes to you and yours for many happy vegan New Years.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey her gratitude to all media agencies, satellite, cable, and IPTV companies, government departments, groups, and individuals who have been of support all these years, and wishing you the best and heaven's blessing in all noble endeavors.
Supreme Master Television's archived programs will continue to be available online at suprememastertv.com for all to view and download free of charge.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As reported by the nation's Bernama News, Malaysian government-sponsored schools, as of 2012, will not require fees from primary and secondary students, a decision that is expected to benefit some 5.3 million youths.
Thanks to a reciprocal agreement implemented between their governments, Ukrainian and Brazilian citizens may now travel to one another's countries visa-free for up to 90 days.
Vegan cookbook author Carolyn Scott Hamilton shares plant-based versions of popular international dishes in The Healthy Voyagers Global Kitchen, available from Amazon.com, with recipes from the UK, Spain, Greece, Russia, and more.
Receiving $25 million U.S. dollars from Saudi Arabia to the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon conveys his thanks for this as well as the ongoing Saudi support for various UN programs that strive to alleviate suffering and save lives.
A commission established in 2007 has now completely cleared the names of 137 Swiss nationals who had been unjustly treated at the time of the Second World War for their help to Jewish persons and offering them protection and safe passage.
Hospitals in the Welsh borough of Blaenau Gwent in the UK announced that their entire premises, including outdoors, are going completely smoke-free to promote a more healing atmosphere that benefits patients, staff, and visitors.
Iran's nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, invites representatives of the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany to resume peaceful talks on the country's nuclear program.
With pledges of nearly $117 million U.S. dollars made by a range of international donors, Ecuador's government pledges to halt oil drilling plans and protect the Yasuni National Park, one of the most biologically rich areas in the Amazon rainforest.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.